the unwarranted actions of Ms. Phamotse have greatly affected and negatively impacted my life and the lives of my family, including our extended family. This case has taken 6 years to come to finality. To live with a diabolical lie of a debaucherous nature has been very traumatic for me and my family, including our small children. On the next day after the tweet was trending, now no one would like to have to sit a 13-year-old and explain to them that this is what has been said about their parents on social media. So they didn't go to school and hear it from other kids. Ngosinathi, our eldest son, who is now 19, was only 13 at the time. Who is now 19, had to face his schoolmates with this ugly lie about his parents hanging over his head. He could not understand why he was no longer invited to birthday parties and play dates. Why, if he wanted to have friends for a sleepover, they would never come. This vitriol didn't only affect my family, but our extended family, the legacy of my parents, who are now deceased. Your worship, I was raised well. I was raised in a Christian home with Christian values. Tarnishing my parents' good name was beyond hurtful. Portraying me as an immoral woman. My elderly mother and father-in-law who are here today have had to live in shame for 6 years. These lies affecting their church lives and interactions with extended family. Who read about Ms. Phamotse's utterances in the newspapers, getting calls to ask, what is going on? We all were stopped being invited to family gatherings and social events. Business transactions, which my husband and I were pursuing, suddenly called off and cancelled. Very few wanted to associate with us because of the lies that had been spread by Ms. Phamotse. We lost our family and friends at a very low time in our lives. And this also added to the emotional distress and trauma we had already been going through. My family and I were devastated that our very own friends could share these horrible stories about us. And even more devastated that some of them believed it. I have 3 children. Ngosinathi, who I said is now 19 years old. Khosizile is turning 12 in May. And Bontle Ba Morena is turning 10 in July. These children have been deprived of a normal, happy childhood because other parents did not want their children around myself and my husband after what Ms. Phamotse had tweeted about us. They have been ridiculed and teased by their fellow peers. They could not have birthday parties because no one will attend. Nor do they get invited to birthday parties. It has been heartbreaking to see what innocent children had to go through because of the crimes committed by Ms. Phamotse. I watched and I saw my children become less confident because of this. 6 years is a very long time. To have to live with this distorted image of their parents spreading on the internet, leaving a digital footprint, and being mentioned to them by the children at school. Every parent wants to be a positive role model to their children, and for children to grow up with members of the public ridiculing their parents greatly affected them. And they are once strong and confident characters. In December 2020, we had to move from our home in Kailami, Gauteng, to Cape Town, because we couldn't just stand to see the pain our children had been going through. And so we attempted to try and provide them as normal a life as possible. Anonymity and a peace of mind. My husband and I had always planned to stay in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, I beg your pardon, until we retired, and had loved our life here. But the crimes of Ms. Phamutse had tainted it all and left us with no other option but to try and make a new start. To add insult to injury, the so-called sex video, which Ms. Phamutse, in this very box that I'm standing in under cross-examination, confirmed that it does not exist. Clearly a figment of her imagination. Supposedly shot in our home, where we are raising our three children. What an insult to us and our children to be portrayed that their parents have no morals. The debaucherous nature of this tweet caused considerable harm to our dignity and reputation, not only as business people, but as public figures. I'm an employer of 200 people in my mining, in my media business, another 100 people in my mining business, and another 700 people in our travel management business. To have to face one's staff with this shameful untruth hanging over our heads was very difficult, to say the least. It affected me emotionally, mentally, socially, where I had to hibernate because of the reprehensible diatribe. The last 6 years, Your Worship, have been a living nightmare. I had to go for therapy for the trauma, and still in therapy. This is while raising our kids, whose innocence had been yanked away from them. As a mother, it had been a painful thing to watch. And I've suffered great trauma because of these crimes. I felt violated and attacked. And at times, even though her tweet had not been true, I was ashamed to show my face in public. Her tweets made me out to look like a woman with no values, principles, and morals. And being an elder at church didn't make this easy. The grotesque nature of her tweet left one hurt, broken, and violated. Indeed, soul destroying. It has been a long journey for me to try and get back on my feet and hold up my head again. And even though I have been on a healing journey, my life will never be the same again. I believe that I would have had a very different past 6 years had I not been put through this by Ms. Phamotse. We have been robbed of our happiness and robbed of our image and dignity. I would never want anyone to have to go through the emotional turmoil my family and I have been through during this period. This tweet lives on digital platforms, leaving a permanent digital footprint. And you Google my husband and I, this cybercrime is the first thing that pops up. The damage is irreversible. My name has been mentioned irreversibly. And when people remember my name, those ugly tweets will forever be affiliated with my name and my husband's name. I do not wish for anyone else, public figure or not, to have to suffer through what we have had to endure. After Ms. Phamotse had shared her tweet, some friends of ours also reshared the very same defaming tweets on WhatsApp groups. One such WhatsApp group was Open Politics, which my husband and I were part of, which had 183 members at the time. We're being openly discussed, pictures of us being posted, until one member indicated that the very people you are commenting and heartlessly discussing were part of the group. The main instigator was one Ronnie McKenzie, who led the charge and is the administrator of the group, picking up from Ms. Phamotse's tweet and making this go viral on other WhatsApp groups. This group comprises of captains of industry, business people, politicians, and public figures. To be ridiculed in such a manner was disheartening and soul destroying. My husband and I are well-known public figures. And as such, our income is also derived from our image. We've both worked very hard over the years to build our brand equity and traded on our good names. I'm a brand ambassador for well-known companies in South Africa. And again, I repeat, I have been in this court 52 times in the last 6 years. And 35 of those times, I had to travel from Cape Town to Johannesburg to appear in this honorable court, incurring costs of flights and accommodation. There has been postponement upon postponements. There's not a trick in the book that Mr. Matozi and Ms. Phamotse have employed to try and frustrate the processes of this court and indeed frustrate me and my family. They did everything possible. And today I'm glad that I finally have my say in this court. The opportunity costs of this case are unimaginable. It includes missing our kids' school events, as we had to be in court to protect and repair their dignity. Those moments we cannot regain, where they would be the only kids whose parents did not show up because we had to be here. I was put on the stand for 5 solid days, being ridiculed, shamed, embarrassed, vilified, and demeaned by Mr. Matozi. When all I was trying to do was seek justice for a lie that was spread about my family. It does not mean that when one is a public figure, one does not have the constitutional right to dignity, and you can be fodder for keyboard warriors who sit on Twitter Mountain and make up stories. My husband and I are also involved in myriad of philanthropic causes and spokespeople for various charitable causes. Miss Pamutsi's tweets portrayed my husband as a pedophile and myself as a woman with no values. This caused irreparable harm to our dignity and character in the community. It was extremely difficult for us to continue with the work that we do on the strength of our good names after Ms. Pamutsi committed her crimes, and for a while after the tweet had hit the internet. We are paid to make appearances at events and even various TV shows. After the crimes of Ms. Pamutsi, we gradually stopped receiving invites to events which impacted on our income. My husband has been questioned about the conduct described in the tweets by his business partners. With crimes of this nature, especially when committed against public figures, once they hit the internet, they spread like wildfire. It was as if the public at large already believed us to be the people that Ms. Pamutsi had described us to be. And as such, people avoided our company and seemed almost embarrassed to be seen or be around us. This has had an impact on the income we could have earned over the past 6 years. Whereas, on the other side of the coin, Ms. Pamutsi benefited financially from her crimes through her books, in which she continued to defame my family and me, including her book, "I Tweet What I Like, So Sue Me," where she stated that the magistrate who handled the protection order was bought with a truck load of money. As previously mentioned, we had been forced to move to Cape Town in December 2020. I have attached a list containing the numbers of sittings that I had appeared in this court. As you can see from the list, Your Worship, I've got a list for you. I had to make myself available 52 times, and I amend that, to attend these proceedings. And indeed, since I moved to Cape Town, I had to travel 35 times to Gauteng at my own expense. I have also had to take myself away from my work to be here. And as such, this has been a very costly exercise for me and has had further financial impact that I've had to endure because of Ms. Pamutsi's crimes. The fact that the magistrate saw it right through Ms. Pamutsi's lies and deceitful nature is indeed welcomed by my family. And the fact that the court found her guilty on all four charges are a victory to anyone and everyone that had to endure being ridiculed and publicly shamed by people like the accused. I do believe that if the accused is not sentenced to direct imprisonment, she will continue with her crimes against me and my family. The accused already has been found guilty of contempt of court, and currently she continues with her defaming conduct towards me. To elaborate on this, I wish to bring to this court's attention that on the 3rd of October 2023, I had to bring another application for a protection order against Pamutsi. under case number 1256/23, due to the fact that Ms. Phamotse, shortly after she had been found guilty and charged on all four counts by this court, then started promoting a TV series based on the book forming the subject matter of these proceedings. Even though I have brought an application for a protection order, Ms. Phamotse has opposed it and shows no remorse for her actions. It is on this basis that I do not feel Ms. Phamotse comprehends the impact that her crimes have had on me and my family. We have come to the courts to seek justice, not only for me and my family, but for every single person who has been cyberbullied in this country. If there are no consequences for such conduct, cyberbullies will continue to attack innocent people who have worked hard to build their lives and careers on their good name. This is irrespective of whether you're a public figure or not. We all have the right to dignity. And I plead with this court to protect every single South African, young and old. The ruling of this court will also protect teenagers with suicidal ideation, because it will give them the message that there's something that can be done should they be cyberbullied or publicly shamed. For every person who has been publicly shamed, the judgment handed down on the 19th of September 2023, where Ms. Phamotse was found guilty on all four counts, will uphold the rule of law. People have committed suicide from being cyberbullied and publicly shamed. And Ms. Phamotse's crime cannot go unpunished by this honorable court. People should not be able to commit a crime like this and get away with it. I have on good authority that contravention of a court order carries the weight of a 5-year direct imprisonment. I plead with this honorable court that some part of the sentence be direct imprisonment. It is only to ensure that whoever decides to ever defame someone's reputation will not get off lightly in the future. I therefore plead with this honorable court to send out a strong message to the accused, as well as all keyboard warriors that are out there destroying people's lives, that the buck stops here and today. Cyberbullying stops here. Contravention of a valid court order stops here. Defamation stops here. Having regard to the probation officer's report, I would like to address her recommendation as part of his report. A lot of emphasis is drawn to the fact that the accused is a first-time offender. We are dealing with a first-time offender that deliberately set out to destroy my life, my family, and our reputation. Whether she's a first-time offender or not does not negate from the fact that both my husband and I suffered substantial loss of income, whereas she herself gained financially as her book sales spiked during this trial, and she had tripled her social media followers since her notorious tweet in the last 6 years during this trial. She has further single-handedly ruined her reputation and does not show any ounce of remorse, either to the family of the Khumalos or the court. I remember how she had been given numerous opportunities to state that this debaucherous video does not exist. And only when she had no way out, she practically whispered that it never existed. One of the recommendations from the probation officer is that of house arrest. My concern with this condition is that the accused has no remorse for actions. And this condition will leave her unsupervised at home, where she'll be using her keyboard and social media platforms to do further damage to my family. For the same reason, Your Worship, I approached the harassment court last year to grant me another order to protect us against the accused person, as she was threatening to do a documentary on this matter, citing freedom of speech on her social media pages during the course of this criminal trial. Again, a total disregard for the law and its processes, which we have duly complied with. Another point of concern, paragraph 29, Your Worship, is that cyberbullying cases are rising rapidly. And no clear law is set in place to curb the rise of it. And many people, like my families, is falling prey to this gray area in law. My 19-year-old son, who matriculated last year, has decided that he's going to study law because he says what happened to his parents should never happen to anybody else. And I close with paragraph 30. I appeal to the Honorable Court to draw the line to any further cyberbullying of any nature, first-time offender or not. The fact is, the accused was found guilty on 4 charges, financially benefited from her crimes. She has reached a huge following because of those crimes, and the court could not or should not just slap her on the wrist and place her in a naughty corner. I appeal for this honorable court to send a strong message to all keyboard warriors and impose a sentence that would put an end to cyberbullying. This fight for the right to dignity, we do not only take on this fight for the Khumalos only, but for every single South African who wakes up every day, works hard, and earn a living through their good names. Every single South African who have been cyberbullied and could not fight for themselves. Every child who's being cyberbullied, whose parents cannot afford to take the matter legally, that they too now have the recourse and can be protected by the South African justice system. Your Worship, it is enough. I appeal to the Honorable Court to sentence the accused with a direct imprisonment sentence. This could be coupled with a fine as well, which will go to charity.